Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Falcons 2-2. Not the quarter pole, but pretty much. Mm-hmm. How are you assessing the way that you've seen this football team play?
Starting to get a little impatient. I felt like this would be a work in progress initially. Again, you've added a lot of new pieces, including a new quarterback and new coordinators, new coach. You felt like it would be maybe a teeny bit of a work in progress. I assessed the first four games on the schedule. I thought 2-2 would be reasonable based on the quality of opponents who are playing. I did not think they would beat Philadelphia. I thought maybe they would beat Pittsburgh. So you're still in the same spot. Is the way that they're winning games sustainable?
No.
Absolutely not. No. And that's what hopefully will start to evolve over the next couple weeks. But they're 2-2. Yep. And that's a lot better than being 1-3 or 0-4. You have not lost a divisional game yet. Got to keep this going now on Thursday, and they got to keep it going the following Sunday. But if you get to 3-0 in the division and you're still dealing with some of these growing pains, you can be maybe a little more tolerant of that. But I thought Mike Johnson did a really good job on the postgame show Sunday of breaking this down. The Falcons right now, their offense essentially is two running plays and then, you know, whatever they can get in the passing game. But their rush offense is basically two plays right now in the playbook that they can run. That's not sustainable. Kirk Cousins has the mobility of Ron Jaworski. I mean, this is just, it's not going to work. I heard a call on the morning show today, and it made me think for a second. Because the discussion that Bo and Mike and Tiffany were having was about, do you go to the wildcat in short yarded situations now? Because no one's honoring Cousins' ability to sneak it. Would teams maybe honor Michael Penix's ability to sneak it or run a bootleg or do something like that, get out of the pocket? And if so, would you think about maybe putting him in there? Thought that was that made me pause for a moment when I was sipping on my coffee on the way down.
I thought, yeah. I think to me, maybe, I don't know, whatever.
They're not going to. I think it's an intriguing suggestion.
I think it's unfortunate that four games in, there's any suggestion that's intriguing about Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more of a conversation about what Cousins has looked like than anything else.
This is really kind of a bizarre feeling in general. Like, and it's no disrespect to anyone on the radio station yesterday, but I'm listening to 92.9 yesterday, and it sounds like the Falcons lost the game. You know, the way that we were all reacting and the way that, frankly, our listeners were calling in and reacting as well, it felt like if you did not know the final score of that game on Sunday, that the Falcons would have lost. That is really very interesting because it's really very interesting. Because, look, Falcons haven't been a winning football team for 7 years.
Right.
I just find it interesting. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we're all evolving here as a football culture in Atlanta where we're not just tolerant of win and move on. But it does strike me that, you know, for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in 7 years, there seems to be more of an expectation than just, hey, make the playoffs.
Because the way it was sold this whole offseason. You're getting in Kirk Cousins. Because nobody knew Kirk was not going to be where he needed to be by the time the season started. Nobody anticipated. A couple of us were like, it's a possibility that could happen, you know. And I never believe in the pregame hype when you go to see the practice. Oh, he had him lined up right there, and this guy was lined up over there.
Right.
And they did this and all that. I don't fall for that because I know what I'm looking at. But I look at it, when's a win? When's the win and you move on? You know, your offense, and like Mike Johnson said, he's absolutely correct. I'm a big fan of Mike when he talks ball. They have two plays, stretch right, stretch left.
Yeah.
And that's what this offense is, but it has different variations off of it if the stretch right, stretch left are not being successful. What are those variations off of? They don't run them.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't run them.
Good point.
They just don't run them.
The weird – I'm with you just in terms of, like, the reaction to the season thus far. Because I would wonder if you listen to the station the Monday after the Chiefs game, if it didn't sound like they won.
Yep.
That's
like,
a good point.
I was blown away.
Yep.
And I'm not criticizing or saying anybody's wrong or anything like that, but I was blown away by the positive reaction to a loss. Especially, and I know people were mad about the final play and some of the play calling and stuff like that, but there was so much like, well, yeah, but I can see, and you know what I mean? And then they beat the Saints, which they don't always do, and certainly not over the last handful of years, certainly not last year.
Well, I mean, look at how many times do the, and you could include the Philadelphia game in this, how many times over the last decade have the Falcons, or at least since the Super Bowl season, have the Falcons won a game like that?
None. They always lose that game.
Very, very few.
The last 5 years, the Falcons lose that game on Sunday 90% of the time.
So they've done a couple things out of character in a good way. The reaction to the Kansas City game, I think, was largely framed, Andy, by A, the quality of opponent you were playing, and B, the fact that you had an egregious missed call at the end of that game that affected the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I would point out that there was an egregious call against the Falcons on the final drive that could have affected the outcome of Sunday. Falcons had a very tough whistle Sunday, I felt.
Yes.
I don't think that's been really talked about enough. You don't want to make excuses or anything like that. But anyhow, long story short, I'm impatient. It needs to get better, but I like being 2-2 and needs to get better as opposed to 0-4 and maybe out of the
No doubt. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.